This is Dana.
This is Al.
This is Yanni.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
This is Will.
This is Caitlin.
And we are iPodcast Magic Missile.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
So let's do highlighting. We'll start with Al. Start with Tal, rather, I should say.
Woo!
It's your birthday. It's not really.
Brooke. We don't know.
Brooke.
I think an important thing...
Sorry. Before we do this, based on plot, depending on how long the session goes, I expect that there's any chance at all this may be the last session. If it isn't, I have a feeling that there's going to be a cliffhanger, and then there's going to be largely action and denouement next session. Is anyone uncomfortable with this?
That's fine.
Action in what way?
Denouement. The falling action. The aftermath.
Why is that a problem?
No, I'm just saying that if anyone was really intent on getting like two or three more episodes in, no. Counting tonight, I am perfectly happy to tie things up if that's what happens.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
It's fine.
Well, we'll wait till Lim is back before we do a thing.
We still highlight. Arcane!
Woohoo!
This is going to be the last one.
What do you want? Your choice.
What do I want?
Double arcane.
Yes. I think we're going to take steady.
Rook.
Okay. It's still Lamb.
I think you should be fierce, my fierce leader.
Gotcha.
What do you want to be?
Willie.
Oh, sure. Lamb.
Let's see. Fellow.
I think you need to be sly. I think that's kind of important.
That's important.
What do you want?
From me. Arcane.
So letting everybody highlight themselves. Fellow.
Quinn.
All right. You like being Wily, right?
Yep.
Then be Wily.
All right.
What do you want?
Sly.
Slyly, if you will. Quinn.
Tal.
Oh, we're at the circle again.
I know. That's the only...
I know.
You know, I gotta do it. Fierce.
What do you want?
I guess Sly. Might as well.
And we.
Tal.
Arcane!
And we want.
Wily.
We do have beginning of session moves. Who has beginning of session moves? We go over to the table. We starts.
Okay. Voices of people. Together as one. That is a 9. Mixed. I have surplus, but choose a tag from my want list. My want list is now just hunger and savagery. But I have 2 barter and party. So the party keeps rolling.
Of course it does. What do you? Do I get to pick the?
Yeah,
the one?
You get to pick
hunger. Quinn.
So. Should I roll my patron move with Lady Liana? I did just donkey punch her, but she might be.
Yes.
Okay.
Only a little bit.
10.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she might.
She's into that?
There's a reason for that.
That's strong, man.
There's specifically a reason that I'm having you roll that.
Sounds good.
I have one now. Let's see how happy Rook is with me. Oh, he's very happy. Yes.
You're doing an excellent
11.
Job.
Your business has been good.
Yeah.
Everything is great. Get a barter.
See,
and no complications for
Rook. Get out of those supplies.
It's fine.
We've got like
yeah, you
rags
scored those. In fact,
bandages
yeah.
for days.
There's been a lot of like bites and weird animal scratches going around.
Yeah, we need to stock up.
Rook.
All right. I got 2. First, my patron. That is a 7. So, kind of mixed.
And you have your
yeah.
holding.
Yeah. And heavy is the head. And that is a bazillion.
Not very
so what
heavy
do you get?
At all.
I get some barter and nothing else.
Okay. So there's no, you have no, okay. And, okay, so that's, everyone has a fellow. What do you say, Ella?
Eight.
She's bleeding in the room.
Well, I did just close the door on her.
Hello! Jet Lance, do come in. We have seats set up. One of you sits in the assistant to me, one of you.
Gaming, where we pile as many people in a room as possible.
Our house is much better suited for this. But yeah, one of you grab that seat, one of you grab that seat. Right. You can come sit next to me if you want. We have Jack, most popular girl in EA podcasting, and we have her husband Lance.
Who's
awesome.
Is the husband of the most popular.
That's true.
The most popular husband of the
we have
girl. And
it works out somehow.
We will. We have Caitlin. We have Elle. Yanni, Duncan, and Joanna's in the other room. So when we last left our
intrepid adventurers,
not yet, not any of those
sorted people, schlubs.
We last left our scheming bastards. Lamb and Rook were about to show up at Lady Liana's erstwhile chambers, where Lady Liana was unconscious and tied up
in the inner keep.
In the inner keep, yes.
I thought we was there too. After talking to Celine,
was we there?
I thought we was there as well.
That's fine.
We is there now.
So you join up with them in the hallway and sort of stumble in, like, and so
seems rough.
Mm-hmm. So everyone except for Tal is there, kind of in Liana's chambers, kind of staring at each other. Okay, what do you do?
I'm gonna sidle over to Fellow and sort of slip him the package.
Not now, Lamb.
Sorry,
staying away from Quinn. Guards! Quinn is attempting to assassinate his patron!
Are you all your men?
No, okay. Not my men. There's palace guards around.
You hear. I don't think there's anyone standing within earshot of the door, though.
Wouldn't they be?
They probably
it's
should
It's Lady
be.
Liana's chambers.
Oh.
In the inner keep of an enemy castle. So
that's true.
They probably ought to be, like, listening to literally everything that's happening.
Yeah, that's
in that room.
True. Okay, so there's probably a couple of guys.
It's been like a month, so.
There's probably a couple of guys' people outdoors, and there's probably a couple of Liana's people in the inner thing. During the sexy times, we're told to scram out of the room, and.
Yeah, they're just there, like.
And now they're like, hear that, they're like, boom. So both doors burst open again, and two of Gaius's guards rush in, and two of Liana's guards rush in. Liana's guards see her tied up. Gaius's guards look around, draw their swords like, what the fuck is about to happen? Would anyone like to read a situation?
I would. I'd love to.
Sure.
That's a seven.
Oh, no,
nope,
that's
a six. Just kidding.
That's a five. I know things.
Six.
This is all very disorienting. I don't know what it's like to have a
did
patient.
Anyone make their read a situation?
I barely did, actually. It's a seven, it turns out.
Hey, Lamb.
What?
I need some help.
We got the same number.
Yes.
Fucking snake
eyes. No, I'm paying attention to Lamb, and that's about it.
Well, Fellow, before people get stabbed, you have one question. What is it?
What is about to happen?
Sorry, that out anyway.
Now shit is about to go down. Is what's about to happen?
Enemy is my biggest threat.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
I'm gonna turn that around on you. What enemy do you think is your biggest threat?
Well, I'm gonna go with the person who is not naked.
That has a sword.
Yeah,
a lot
but
of people
who
like
knows?
That.
It could be you know.
Yeah, I'm not naked.
We isn't naked.
Quinn, just you know.
I'm putting my pants on.
You're clearly the biggest threat to you is not Lord Gaius's guards, because you are sensibly Lord Gaius's man. The biggest danger to you is probably not Lady Liana's guards, because they are currently staring at Quinn. You're right, the biggest threat is probably Rook at this point.
Well, I'm gonna put on my pants then.
Okay. I tend to rest your pants on as quick as possible.
Oh, I succeed. I'm just a master at pants. Right.
Well, you have to learn to dress really quickly, right? Mm-hmm. Quick change artist. Lady, actually, in fact, Lord Gaius's men flank you. Lady Liana's men look at you, look at Quinn, their hands go to their swords. And they kind of look back at you.
Did I stutter?
Yay.
I did not stutter. That is a 10. And what happens on a 10 is...
They do it.
They do it. And next time, they just give me something else, you know, assuming they survive.
So, Quinn, what have you done? What have you done to the Lady Liana?
She was into it. Man, you shouldn't have come barging in here.
Are you still naked? You are still naked.
I'm putting my pants on.
He was the first to get his pants on.
They stop. I want that to be a seducer manipulate. I want it to be a manipulate.
I've just figured out that's somewhere to be.
8.
Solid 8.
They're going to need some concrete assurance that you are not a threat.
That's hardy, Quinn.
I'm in my pants, and my sword is over there. My plate's hanging over there. If I were trying to kill her...
One of the guards says, good point, and tries to grab, and goes to grab your arm.
Exactly. Wait. What do you expect to accomplish here? Can I at least put my shirt on?
That would be unwise. He's extremely dangerous.
I've just found out, I remembered I
have somewhere to be. You totally have somewhere to be, yes.
And I totally haul ass.
Vanish.
No one notices, I'm not there for a while. They don't know where I've gone, and I don't bump into someone I don't want to.
What are the other options?
The other one is I don't miss anything important.
I see. Yes, you don't miss something very important.
Wait, what?
You mean I miss something very important.
Okay, that's what I meant, yes. You miss something very important.
And I'm slipping back to guys.
Yes, you are, but you're not going to be quite there yet. Then what are you doing during all of this?
I'm actually checking out Wee, because they're probably going to fight, and I'm going to have new business. But Wee is, like, bleeding through her robes.
Bleeding down, that's right, it is a massive axe wound to the head.
Looks really exciting.
And it's got all sorts of scaly skin around it, like Vincent's was.
What?
I know, huh?
Oh my god, Wee, let me touch your head. Let me touch it, let me touch it. Come here. And so I'll basically sort of try to...
Assuming you're in the hallway.
I'll shush
Do you have the healing touch move?
Huh?
Do you have a healing touch move?
I don't, but I have my healer's bag with me, which means that I can do, this will hurt you more than it hurts me, wherever I do it. So, roll with steady! That's a 6.
Can I help?
Sure you can.
Well, you're very injured, so it, you know,
I would do it
step
with
one.
Fierce.
Fierce?
Yeah, this is you toughing this out. And not trying not to die.
Not steady?
You need to be steady? Yeah.
Oh, you're right, steady. You're right. I'm sorry. It's my first time jamming this kid.
It has been like 4, 5
years. Yeah, it's been forever.
That's a 9. So, help, but...
So you open yourself up to... Yeah, you expose yourself.
Or she opens me up. Sorry. Sorry.
It will hurt you more than it
hurts. So what happens on a soft hit?
7 and 9, you did a fair job. The person stabilized and heals 1 notch, but the person you were performing surgery lost a lot of blood and the wound became infected. At the beginning of the next session, or after the passing of significant time, they roll plus steady, and then certain conditions obtain depending on how the infection goes. It's the same thing that L got.
So I seem to remember that. So you heal 1 notch, so what do you do?
Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, sort of, like, pour some antiseptic herb compound stuff over the wound. Just sort of look at it for a little while. Maybe sort of try to clean it up and look at it again.
Do you want to,
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, you're looking at it. It looks fascinating. Do you want to...
It's so interesting.
Do you want to touch your me?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe my me would know. So... 7, 8. Hello, my knee.
Hello, buff lamb. Me, we, lamb. Hello, lamb.
Hello. What do you think this is? Oh, it looks like Wee's turning into a dragon.
It's a head wound.
It's a head... Yeah,
you've heard of this before.
I know it's a head wound, but it's a special head wound.
It is a special head wound.
What kind of special head wound? Do you think this is contagious?
I don't think it's contagious that way. I mean, you did get it from Vincent.
Yeah. You don't think this is like the stone stuff, do you? You don't think I could, like, take a little sample, turn people into dragons?
I don't think so. No. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I mean, understand. You could try. It's science, right?
Yeah,
it's really for you to find that. It's not really for me to tell you that.
Well, I also don't want to hurt Wee.
You could take a little tissue sample.
Taking a big chunk, I could take just a little.
You could take a tissue sample.
Maybe I'll take just a little.
Just a little. Just a little wouldn't hurt, would it?
I don't know. Here, we, here, drink this real quick. She gives Wee a little, like, a little vial of something good.
Mm-hmm.
It's something good.
Can I read it, person?
Sure.
Seven?
Yeah.
Who's in here?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
What are you interfering with? How are you interfering?
I'm going to interfere by continuing to sort of clean the wound.
Steady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a distracting manner, since I'm sure it's painful. 7, 8, 9.
Well, that's too bad. Yeah, you actually maybe take a little bigger sample than you probably should have.
It's okay, it'll help with the pain, Wee. Don't worry.
She digs and she actually pierces the membrane that holds your brain in. And you're leaking, until she begins to bandage up, you're leaking cerebrospinal fluid a little bit. And I think what ends up happening is that it makes you a little bit dizzy. Like, you've lost equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to take, minus one ongoing until you can, to anything that requires focus, until you can kind of lie down and recoup.
But you did heal one.
But you totally healed
mm-hmm.
one.
Yeah.
And you totally got a sample that you slipped discreetly into a bag. Let's cut back to you. Yeah, so the guards have you, and they turn to you, Rook, and they say, well, Gaius's guards, like, are looking around, like, where did Fellow go? Do you have this under control? They turn to you.
You should come with me. It's important that the guards are seen doing their official duty with a traitor like this.
Well, I'm here. On orders from Lord Gaius. He sent me here.
That's good.
Like, is that true? Ago. For what?
To bring Lady Liana to him.
Oh, well, if that's the Lord Gaius's wishes, then we shall certainly help you do that. Unhand him. And they step forward. The two Rook's guards, realizing that they're in Lady Liana's guards, realizing that they're in Lord Gaius's castle, turn to you and, like, what do we do?
Cooperate. Let's bring Lady Liana and Quinn.
One of Lord Gaius's guards hands you your breastplate and your sword.
Thank you. I finished putting my clothes on.
All right, well, the lady is tied up.
That won't be a problem. If it was, of course, Gaius's orders.
I pick her up and throw her over my shoulder. With one arm. Still tied up. But not to the chair.
I want to cut back to you in the throne room. So, Fellow, there's something eating at the back of your mind as you're running back to as you're scurrying. I should say scurrying. You should probably scurry.
I'm a scurrier.
Scurry back to the throne room. Still tied.
Chambers.
Oh, yeah, you're right, the chambers.
I didn't know that chambers.
Still sort of, like, the cord holding your pants up, you're still fumbling with it, tying it as you scurry. Something's just eating at the back of your mind. Would you like to...
I think I'm going to need to consult with someone who knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, oh, that's, yeah, really.
What did you get?
7.
Okay.
There's something. I've done something. What is it? What's going on?
Look, just relax for a second. Think really hard. There's something about someone in that room that was different.
I mean, there's Wee, who's... different in general.
Well, Wee is always different every time you see him. That's just how Wee is.
Why was Lam with Rook?
Oh, that's easy. Lam's following Rook now.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she gave her Lam's ear to Rook.
She gave her lamb's ear.
She gave her lamb's ear to Rook.
She gave her lamb's ear to Rook.
She gave her lamb's ear to Rook. Do I have to repeat myself?
Well, apparently, yes. He can't take her.
No, he can't. Well, you can't let him take her.
Fuck myself. Gotta find Tal.
But there was that thing that you... It's very important. Do you remember what it is? Do you remember what it is about Lady Lyanna? And you're at Lord Gaius's chambers.
That's a knocking motion for people on the radio.
You can do that. That's okay.
Not opening the door. Who is it? Let me in. Fella. What? Come on. There's some fucking thing going. Okay, so. Rook is here with the guard. Everything. So Quinn,
calm
down.
Calm down.
Viola, we knew Viola was going to be in trouble, but Lady Lyanna now is fucking naked and on a... I may have messed up. A little bit. Just a little bit.
What did you do?
I may have fucked them. Yes.
Fuck!
It's new. I'm sorry. I'm not used to this.
Oh, gosh.
I think I may have been...
Do you understand when I tell you that she is a fucking witch?
Well,
do you know how this magic works? Do you know how much more potent?
I think...
I'm going to cut back to the other three of you. So you're all marching down the corridor.
All 15 of us.
Oh, what? Oh. Okay, so basically...
Are you going with Rook, or are you...
A subset of his men, most of his men are there, and you've also attracted about 8 palace guards.
I'm probably going to go with Rook.
Okay.
So there's a whole parade of people going to Lord Gaius's quarters. You've got Lyanna over your shoulders. And Lyanna suddenly feels heavier than you remember her being when you picked her up during the... Well, you know.
Hey, guys, I need to take a break.
That's adorable. We're not fucking fooled, Quinn. Are you getting a little tired?
She's trying to speak to her gags.
I'm gonna take her off my shoulder and set her down in front of me.
Yep.
Pull out my knife.
Yep.
And cut
through her gags, you realize, like, this is not Lady Lyanna. This is a woman probably 5 years older, considerably stouter than Lady Lyanna. The wrong color hair. It's like, what's going on? I don't, why am I tied up? What's this all about? Who are you? You're Quinn. Oh no.
Who are you?
I'm just a maid.
Yeah. Really?
Meanwhile...
Magic is so much more potent when you fuck someone.
That's what
I
it was.
I told you this.
The color of Lady Lyanna's hair was slightly wrong.
Shit. So
what?
I mean, it may not have. I don't know what's going. Something was wrong with Lyanna. Maybe it wasn't Lyanna.
Something's wrong with her.
You do witch things. Figure it out.
Harnessing us, or gazing in a secret power. Waboom! 13! What is up with Lady Lyanna?
She's a witch.
I know. What is she doing?
Well, if I told you, then it wouldn't be any fun. Remember? This duel is my entertainment. Let's just say she's not tied up somewhere right now.
I see. Where is she?
That's half the fun.
And what's the other half of the fun?
Getting to watch you two fight.
I see. So. Are you not gonna... Are you not willing to help me out just a little bit? Come on, I've given you half.
This is the unspeakable power, raising one hand and wiggling the fingers. It's the hand... It's actually... How many fingers do you have on each hand? It's she's wiggling the last... Oh, yes, it's Lord Gaius. She's showing up with Lord Gaius. Wiggling the last 3 digits of his left hand. Which are the only digits he has on his left hand.
No.
C- because you have...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
As we sort out who has what
reverse.
Figures.
It's yes. reverse, yes. Okay. Can you guarantee that I'll win?
I never said I could guarantee you would win, but I can tell you where she is and what she's doing. That's some important information, Lord Gaius.
You tell me everything? Everything she's done to both Quinn and Fellow and anyone else?
I can.
Will you, for the price of a tenth?
Yeah, why not? I don't think it's going to change the outcome very much. Okay! Four fingers. Left hand wiggling. Okay. This is the info dump exposition. As it turns out, Lady Liana does have an heir. A bastard son. Who she sent to study in the capital as a squire to one of the high-ranking nobles. Using her connections. He is also a witch. And he may or may not have taken the place of said noble, just as you have taken the place of Lord Gaius in his stead. Lady Leon has designs on Dorath. She knows her forces are insufficient to take it alone. It just so happens that when rumor of Lord Gaius being poisoned leaked, she sent a missive to the capital. As you know, is no more than a day's ride from here. Mm-hmm. On good horses. Some of the finest cavalry in the capital, some of the finest imperial cavalry is riding here right now to help her take the city. She's also been having siege machines built secretly on her lands. Now, she suspected that being in the keep, she was a sitting duck, of course. Anyone could just, fuck her, tie her up. you have no idea what the UP is referring to at that point?
I don't want to know, honestly.
You know what? You really don't want to know. Not even a little bit.
No,
it involves Quinn. You've already had that experience, but...
Yeah, he was okay.
He gets a little rough.
I mean...
He's gentle with you, but he gets a little rough. Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to the important point here is... Lady Liana could be anywhere. Okay, fine. Kind of looks at the finger, the index finger. He kind of gives you a little red rub.
I'm giving him my so not amused face.
The other Lord Gaius just points, and Lady Liana steps out from behind a tapestry.
In Gaius' chambers.
Yup. I want to take a brief commercial break. So we're plussing in...
I'm Jen!
Jen will be playing Lady Liana for the purposes of this scene.
Yay!
Yeah, and she's a stone cold bitch, you know that. Okay.
Were you ever gonna have me play like a sweet, kind,
no,
wonderful character?
No! That's silly!
You met me?
So I would like to do one thing first off, right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I turn around and see Liana, and I would like to try to drag her into the realm of the unspeakable power, mentally.
Ooh, harness the unspeakable power.
Oh.
What?
12. No.
I want to spend hold to be there.
That is 11.
So you dash ahead.
Yes.
Let's do this and then you'll burst.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to reach out and grab your mind and drag you into mine.
Fantastic.
Now we can talk in private.
And... So here's the thing.
And also we're in front of the unspeakable power.
The unspeakable power. But here's what you're actually seeing now. When you drag her in, what you're seeing now is, judged on the echoes of your voice, it feels like you're in a massive cave. So the unspeakable power is an ancient immortal dragon king who is entombed within the earth and influences mankind, mostly for its own amusement, and likes to sow the seeds of chaos and watch... humans destroy them, tear each other apart. It is a slightly sulfurous smell. The air is stuffy and dank, and it's dark. It's almost pitch black. Sometimes, out of the corner of your eye, sometimes you see what looks like two massive eyes in the distance, glowing a deep red.
So I look like Tao right now, who is a commoner edge of, you know, shunned by society sort of witch. I have half my body has like this kind of Celtic blue tattoo down the left side. And I'm going to snap my fingers and have a flame appear, just a small little light so we can actually see in the darkness. Now we can talk in private.
Yes, we can.
I heard you have an army.
You probably have heard lots of things.
I want it.
What makes you think that you can have it?
You think you can stand up to my power?
Why don't you give her a taste of your power?
What can I do in Scup? I don't know what I can do in Scup.
For you, I would say that anything a witch or sorceress can do in fiction, think back to your fiction and just do it.
I mean, how even just like fireball or magic missile?
Yeah.
Black Widow kind of, not like the comic book character, but like your character's a Black Widow, so things in that kind of theme.
Okay.
You turn into a giant fucking spider.
I'm totally going to turn into a giant fucking spider. Awesome. Absolutely.
She turns into a giant fucking spider.
That's cute. And I'm going to use Bend the Bone. And I'm just going to look at you and be like, that's adorable. Boom. And I'm going to try to turn you into something cute. And 7, 10, I do. So, once per session, you can use the magic temporarily transform a target NPC in your presence into an Animorph creature, roll plus arcane. On a hit, the target NPC is physically, not mentally, transformed into the Animorph creature as you wish. The NPC retains the ability to talk as normal, though they may be difficult to understand, depending on the creature. And that's it. So, I'm going to turn you into a nice, cute little fluffy bunny rabbit. And I'll be like, that's adorable, isn't it? Isn't that better?
I go after your neck.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're engaging in combat.
Yeah, I mean that's I can do my arcane malice. Oh, eat some. That's an 11.
Can I have your dice? Can I just bring them back with me? Because that's ridiculous. You've not missed yet.
I know, right?
He's very special. Like 40K.
Yeah.
So, boom, and the bunny goes flying across the room. So that does S harm, one harm plus S harm.
It is armor piercing, S harm, and
the bunny goes spinning off into the darkness. You hear in the distant background. Ho, 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 ho. We're gonna cut away. Quinn just like sprints ahead, leaving everyone else in the dust. He moves faster in that armor than you've ever seen anyone move. It's ridiculous.
Oh my.
Quinn, so you bust into Lord Gaius. You, like, run past the guards guarding Lord Gaius' room and bust in, and you see Fellow there. You see Tal, and you see Lady Liana, unharmed, fully clothed.
You see Quinn or Tal? Gaius or Tal?
Sorry, Gaius.
Okay.
For now.
Just curious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can probably, like, try to dispel. Yeah,
yeah, that's
okay.
The thing that I just thought I need to do.
Okay. And as you walk in, you see Lady Liana sort of fly back, slamming against the wall, and, like, the wind gets knocked out of her. And she kind of, like, puts her hands on her thighs, and her eyes are glowing bright red. I'm going to cut to the other people out in the hallway. Now, actually, Velo, you see this too. If you want, is there something you want to do?
I think it's probably best if it's after this.
Okay, so you're all out in the hallway, and Quinn has just disappeared.
Oh wait.
And
I'm not sure I would have. They were going off to talk to Lord Gaius, weren't
yeah.
they? And I did promise the guard that I would
speak with Lord Gaius,
offer our services, and confirm the dragon's fealty. So, even though I really want to lay down, I think I am actually going with everybody.
There is, yeah. There is, you notice that there's a door to the back room slightly ajar, and there's kind of like a scraping in the door, like shutters a little bit.
The back room?
So Lady Liana's chambers had, there was a front room and a back room, and the back room had the door mostly closed. I guess mostly closed.
I thought I was out in the hallway with them.
Yeah.
Did you actually run out in the hallway?
I just said.
Sorry, so you would have gone out there.
Yeah.
You're right. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Like, as much as I want to lay down, that's not what I did.
Okay.
That's...
All right, so you're stumbling out in the hallway. So you guys are,
So if Quinn just bolted, I'm probably halfway through a speech about how he's clearly trying to escape his obvious ploy, and how they should summon all the guards in the castle. He's a menace.
Do you have a move for that?
Yeah.
Do it. What is it?
Did I fucking stutter?
Can we rephrase that? Because it's been...
too much. Yeah, whatever.
Well, that's the name of the move.
Yeah, I know, but...
Alright, and that is a 9.
Not a 9.
A 9, they do it. Without question.
Okay. Your men are completely sold at this point, and the people of the castle guards that are with you, they're convinced that they need to deal with the situation. You get to Lord Gaius's chamber door, and the chamber door is closed, and when you approach the door, a raging wall of fire rises up in front of the door.
Give the universal sign of pause. Alright. Looks like this is blocked off. We'll have to find an alternative route. We'll go back.
As the guards start, like, milling away, we walk up to the fire, and I'm going to try and part it.
You're harnessing the unspeakable power? Nice.
And, oh boy.
What is that?
That's a 5.
We?
Yes.
What are you doing here?
I've come to talk to Lord Gaius.
You've come to talk to Lord Gaius?
Yeah. There's this fire in the way.
I know, there's a fire in the way.
You're not gonna...
It's almost as if two powerful mages are dueling inside.
I see.
For my amusement.
Well, if you don't want me there, I'll go somewhere else.
I don't want you there. Go somewhere else.
Okay.
Not a good way to talk to your beloved.
Actually, I think before you go, he's like, you know... You did promise that you would have the dragons defend the city. There's an invasion force coming. Maybe you should go get them ready.
Ah, I was going to tell Lord Gaius this, but obviously he's busy. We'll just go defend the city and he can thank us after.
Yes, that's an excellent idea. He will definitely thank you after. Or someone will thank you after. I will thank you after.
All right.
I'm having far too much fun here to let some imperial force... ruin your little game.
Well, we will go tend to the wall then. Everyone else is too busy.
What are you two doing?
Well,
I'm following you.
I saw we make a really surprisingly impressive attempt at parting fire after I had more or less given up on that and you scurry off.
Well, scurry is definitely not the right word. It's more like, yeah, I'm sort of picturing like almost a drunkard's walk away.
Where are you going?
To defend the city.
From what?
The invading army.
As am I.
I hope you won't be dumb and try and fight with the dragon.
Of course not.
Good, because it's on our side.
That's good.
if you're going to defend the walls, could I lean on your shoulders?
I think that my force would be better as a flanking force, or cavalry.
I just mean till we get outside the castle.
Of course. Lamb. See to him.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I actually want to have the conversation between you two as you leave the castle, but let's cut back to this mess. So, Quinn...
Can I see the extra... Oh, here we are.
Her eyes blaze red as if they're actually, like, flame inside of them. Fella, what are you doing?
She was hiding behind a tapestry, and we didn't know, and I'm really, really sorry. And you know, that wasn't... Well,
by now you know that probably, I think that was a maid. I think we did bad. Really bad.
You can see blood streaming up my arms. And my mask is down.
Jesus.
I run into your shoulder as I walk through and just push you aside. And draw my sword. And walk straight towards Lord Gaius. And attack.
Alright.
I'm totally cool with that.
So it looks like Quinn is coming at you with a sword. Well, hold on.
Okay.
What do you do?
I have pull over Quinn.
I have pull over Quinn. Oh, so what does that mean?
You know what? Just gonna take it.
Right, I'm engaging in combat.
You should probably engage in combat, or are you just gonna let him strike you down?
Am I aware of him actually even?
Yes.
Okay, then yes, I will engage in combat with him. 8, 10
Okay.
And I'm gonna help. Oh wait, no, it won't help. Never mind. It's an 8
Yeah.
So Quinn wins. So the well, we haven't had a contested engage in combat yet. Do you remember the rules for contested engage in combat? The way it actually works is, because this is actually different than the last version of the game I played, if this is a more polished version, so I get it wrong.
Those are the rules you sent me way back when we first started.
Yeah, but these
they could be older.
No, it's... there's an initiative check. You both do an act under duress to see who acts first.
Okay.
So roll act under duress.
8
15
Okay. So Quinn has a higher class of things. So you then assume that the engaging combat roll that you made before holds.
Okay.
Tell me what you want from it.
I want to...
You can drop your disguise of Lord Gaius at any time.
Inflict terrible harm.
Why would that help me?
Decidedly achieve my goal, which is to stop Lord Gaius from harming Lady Liana.
Okay.
And and suffer little harm.
Okay. So your thing is S harm AP. Do you want to do the S harm or the 1 damage to him?
The S harm. However, I would also like to try to do, upon getting attacked, I get break the back.
Is that when you hit him back?
Yes. So he takes, and I can do it whenever, I'm going to do it immediately.
What did you get?
A 9.
Okay.
So it is harm -1. So whatever you inflicted me -1, you take immediately.
Okay.
And also S harm.
And also my S harm.
Okay. So the amount of harm I inflicted is...
4 harm armor
sword,
piercing.
Which is what is the damage on the base weapon?
3.
Oh, by default it's 2 harm, and then I've got +1 harm for being dangerous. So yeah, 3, 4 because it's terrible harm.
Okay.
So I'm taking 3 harm.
+1.
I'm gonna be crippled.
It's S harm.
No, S harm isn't harm. It's just
stunned.
It stuns you.
Okay. And so what is that?
So I'm basically going to.
Okay,
I was going to say, I'm going to whip around and say, that was a bad idea, and hit you in the chest. At which point, your injuries mirror mine, and I hit you with my force attack, and I drop my Lord Gaius disguise.
Yeah, so suddenly, you just...
Hey guys.
Yeah, so you're sitting there, your sword through Tal.
Interesting.
You feel Tal in your mind, and there's this sudden, like, shock of, like... like the whole world starts to swim. Like somebody's basically just punched you in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to act under duress to do anything at this point.
Okay. What does that harm do to me?
It stuns you.
It stuns you.
It's all it does.
Basically, he's a taser.
You have to act under.
It's
duress to do anything.
Mostly narrative.
It's narrative. Okay. I could have just knocked you out, but I chose not to.
Okay.
So you're still conscious.
Okay.
However, you run through, and as soon as the sword pierces your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You see the face of a dragon. You see basically of the face of a dragon, like right in front of you, staring you in the eyes.
In real life or in my head?
In your head.
I'm still kind of in the headspace.
No, it's when his sword, which has been quenched in the blood of a dead dragon, pierces you.
Yes.
Which is also carries a horrible rotting.
I know.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I took power, horrible power, with power over the dead.
What does that do?
It gives me... I basically become... So it makes you a mancer of whatever domain you pick, and I have dead flesh, which I have lots of now.
Well, not quite yet.
I will.
Yeah, you will. We'll get to that. Fellow.
As this is happening, I'm going to come up behind Liana, grab her, and whisper darkness.
Ooh, I didn't address to sneak up on her.
Isn't she still stunned from my S-harm hit?
You're right,
her
she
brain?
Is. Yeah. Never mind.
But I still need to roll. Let's just hope that I don't tell you something stupid.
We're about to have a fireworks show, so let's get this scene done. We might have to take a brief commercial break.
Oh. And sorry. That is a wild success. It's an 11.
Evidently,
they have
cannons.
That's a 10. Sorry. I can do math.
The army... finally got here, and that's the stone hitting the walls.
Yeah, no, that's
yeah,
this is
the artillery in the background. It's fun.
Okay. You are distracted by something trivial, which is me grabbing you and whispering in your ear. And you forget something important, which is whatever is convenient. So I'm just going to grab you and go,
hey, Liana!
It might not be a bad idea to get out of here, Lady Liana.
Yeah, I don't really like being tossed around.
Describe your escape.
Can I hear it all?
You have his sword through you right now.
Yeah, but I just, I mean...
You'll have your chance.
You're distracted. By a sword.
By four-harm AP and the vision of a dragon in your head.
Yeah. whatever.
So as Fellow kind of comes up behind me and whispers in my ear, I do look very distracted for a moment, and then Fellow kind of pitches forward as I just turn into smoke.
I like it.
Quinn, why did you do that?
Oh, God. Tal, you were going to...
Are you...
kill Liana.
Going to pull your... Yes,
I...
Don't extract myself. Fuck. Ow!
Looking at my sword, looking back at you, I am so sorry.
Why would you stab Lord Gaius in the gut?
I don't know.
When did you even get here? Fellow, you let him in?
I thought that he was on our side. At this point, we had done the thing. I thought it was pretty relatively obvious at this point that, you know, the whole evil witch thing. I don't have time for this. I need to get Lamb.
Hold on. What do you... I think I'll be fine.
I don't care about you at this point.
Is he injured? I didn't think he was injured.
Wait, what?
Oh, you're right! I did!
Yeah.
Yeah, you cut him in half.
That's right!
I think I probably look like I had a sword driven through my gut.
Do you want that, or do you just want to have, like, all your ribs shattered and just be, like, a giant bruise from head to toe?
I don't know.
Oh, no,
it's sort... really up to Cal.
I'm just imagining it's
the damage I inflicted on you, inflicted back on me.
Yes,
so.
it is a mimic of the exact wound.
Because you totally have a massive gut wound.
However, he also should have a big bruise here tomorrow where I S-harmed him with my fist.
He wakes up with a lot of bruises.
Yeah.
This is nothing new for him.
Why were you stabbing? Gaius?
I just didn't want to see Liana get hurt.
Liana's hold on you is gone. You acted to save.
I don't really feel that way anymore, but I did at the time.
Alright, listen.
Should have given that nude paste longer to work.
Listen, Quinn. Liana has an army marching on this city right now. She means to take the throne for herself. If you help me, if you fight for me, And if we win, and no further harm comes to myself or my good friend Fellow,
I'm gone.
Oh. my good friend Fellow, wherever he went off to, then I will make sure that you are knighted and wealthy beyond your years. I am using my pull to automatically succeed and seduce or manipulate.
Yes, yeah, so I've seen an address to decline. It is getting XP if you do it.
And money.
Possibly wealth.
Well, then. Well, where do you want me to go? I say, using my enormous sword as a crutch.
I want you... I'm not... Gotta figure out things.
My lord, I kneel. It's obviously because I'm tired and in pain.
Lady, please. Do I look like that fop Lord Gaius?
Wait.
Listen. What?
Yeah, never mind.
First, we must find Rook.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he's in the hallway.
Open the door?
You went off to... You left this keep with your men, right?
Yeah, we're in. We're off to the field now.
Yep, you are.
Sorry, can I retroactively read a person?
Yes.
Just to be sure, when you said take care of we, it meant take care of...
Oh, God, no. Do well on this roll.
Let's see. Okay, yeah.
Oh, good.
So, okay, so that's understood.
All right.
Good.
Don't kill
Wei. I want to see this conversation between Lam and Wei.
Because you said, take care of her. I had this moment where I was like, does this mean, like, push her off the walls? Or okay, good. So, Lam doesn't have to be conflicted now. Hi, Wei. I'm so sorry. Things are messed up.
It's okay. It'll be fine. We is acting very depressed, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like more than you would expect from the injuries and your ministrations.
Mm-hmm.
And is definitely leaning on you more than we need to.
Yeah.
You want to read, Wei?
I would love to read.
Do that.
Four, seven.
Ooh, ask me a question.
Tell me no lies. What does your character wish I would do?
I don't know. I guess you'd give me something for the pain, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Lam
wants to help.
If I can repel these invaders,
mm-hmm.
maybe it will love me again.
Oh, Wei, I'm pretty sure it loves you. You had its baby. It means it has to love you.
Yeah, well...
Maybe you can, like... I don't know, throw it an extra big party once all this is over.
Oh, you there's know. Already a party happening right now for it. And, it wants me to go and, like, fight off these invaders. So, do you have something that could help with the pain just till...
Yeah.
After the battle?
Oh, of course.
I know you said I should lie down, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
Well.
Not if we have Imperials on our door.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely not the first person that tried to walk out of their sick bed, insisting that, no, they're fine with only one leg.
Well,
so,
I didn't really want to sleep in Liana's bed.
Well, I understand that. Who would want to? I mean, you're probably going to catch something. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Anyways, yeah, I can give you some for something for the pain. Maybe I can even take another second and look you over again and do the.
You know what? If you spend, how much charges do you have left in your healer's bag?
Well, since it just got fixed, I have two more charges left.
If you spend one of them, you can you can get you can fix the brain jarring that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Give them something that'll
yeah
perk them up a little bit.
Yes,
you should save one though.
I will save one. Mm-hmm. One is definitely getting saved.
You need to roll to spend the charge.
Sure. Yeah. Then I'll just do that. Yeah. Here you go. Take a little nip of this. It's minty.
That's good. Is that expensive?
Scope.
Oh, it doesn't have to be for you, Wee. I mean, it's only about, you know, like a half barter a vial.
Well, I feel so much better. We could get a bunch of this.
Oh, really? How much barter do you have? Business opportunities.
Two barter on me?
Two barter? Well, I can get you, like, here. Drummage. I've got, I've got some extra. Yeah, I can give you some four vials of this stuff.
Yeah. Okay. How many people do you think that would work on?
Oh, well, if you pass it around and take nips off of it, you know, I think,
that'll be the last charge of your kit.
30.
If you sell it.
Oh, it will?
Do you just have,
I'm
letting you trade barter for,
yeah,
for equipment. If you want to.
For equipment?
Like, your stuff.
Oh.
You're giving him stuff that he wants for his people. You're getting money for it.
Well, if it's going to take the last charge out of my bag such that I will have to go back to the market again to be able to heal anybody, then I would not.
You know what? How about this? Let's make it different. Let's make it, it's not the last charge, but it's going to limit what you can do with the last charge.
Okay, sure, it just means that everybody's going to be in pain.
Yeah, tremendous amount of pain.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'll do that. It's not like I'm going to be able to spin.
What animal does this one come off of? I gotta wonder.
A pangolin.
Pangolin.
Freshly squeezed.
It's alliterative, so you know it's accurate.
Pangolin adrenal gland. Perk you right up.
Alright.
There you go. Maybe this will also make your party better, and then maybe you can get over your, you know.
What is your plan?
Unspeakable power troubles.
What is my plan?
It'll be
yes.
Fun. Want me just to say it out loud in front of everyone?
Fair enough.
I'm running to find. I need to get Lamb because everyone's dying.
Fellow catches up with you guys just as you're about to leave the keep.
Mm-hmm.
Poon is hurt.
Oh. Okay. Hurt
and
how?
Tao is also hurt. I think an invisible sword.
An invisible sword?
Yeah. Tao thing.
He has an invisible sword.
No.
Oh,
no, no. Tao.
Oh.
He hit Tao. Tao hit him. I'm not sure exactly
what
happened.
Oh, God. Does that mean with his sword, Quinn stabbed Tao?
No. Wait.
Like,
why does that matter?
Quinn stabbed Tao, right?
Yes.
That matters a lot. Here, Wee, are you okay? Can you go now? Can I stop holding you up? Okay, goodbye.
That really...
What's going on?
That really did the trick.
Awesome. Have fun. Party hard. We need to go fix Tao pretty quickly. I mean, I'm sure...
What about Quinn?
Quinn, I'll heal him.
Quinn, the one who isn't a witch.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, like, he might just be, like, broken, but Tao is going to die. Quinn's sword...
Why?
Quinn's sword has the ability to...
I've been under arrest to have no one else hear this conversation.
Okay. I can do that. I'm steady for days. 11.
Anyone like to interfere?
We're friends.
I'd like to interfere.
Go ahead. Sly.
Seems good.
There's a clamor outside as a cry goes up in the city, and you hear the roaring of a dragon. Your men push you forward. So you guys are left behind having this conversation.
I treated a man named Vincent who had been hurt, like Quinn had, like, sliced him with his sword. His skin turned to stone.
To stone?
Yeah. Somehow the effect of Quinn's sword.
Lamb, and I'm gonna put my hands on your hands and pull you really close to me. That's really strange. It's a really strange coincidence because, you know, a whole bunch of people died at the keep of this weird stone disease. It's almost as if...
I know.
Would you like to read a person?
Well, I already know.
Never mind.
Would you like to read a person?
I am going to You know what? I'll say my piece first. It's almost like you did something... Well, you know how you are. Your curiosity gets the best of you. It's almost like you did something to hurt all of those people. You know, that's kind of a dangerous thing, Lamb. You know, I understand, but what do you think someone like Rook would say? That's a 10. I'm whispering darkness.
Ooh.
Nice.
Love triangle.
You're convinced that Rook is against you.
Oh.
And.
Oh no.
What'll happen to your lands here?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Rook has that around his neck.
You can't see a solution to that problem.
I don't know, fellow. Have you told anybody else? Are you going to tell anybody else, please?
Would I do that to you?
I hope not.
No, of course not. You're my buddy. You're my best buddy.
Is that a seducer manipulate?
I'm counting that as just whatever I just did. Okay. Part of that. Why don't you forget this? We go back and we help Quinn and Tal. Just forget the business with Rook. Rook can take care of himself.
I think he is going to be a little bit busy, and I do need to keep up appearances, I'm sure. He's going to read a person.
That's smart.
Would you like to interfere?
No.
7-10.
Ask him a question.
10. What is your character's plan?
To take you away from Rook.
Okay. What are you leaving out?
The way in which he wants to take you away from Rook.
And what do you wish I would do?
There are many things, but right now my actual priority is to get you to Quinn and Tal.
Okay. All right. Okie dokie.
I want to cut to you and you get outside. Your men are masked. Xena is here with Vincent on her back. Mm. On its back, I guess. Did we say Xena was a she or an it?
We decided Xena was a she.
She, okay. I feel like there are different varieties of dragon. Okay. Sorry, is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't actually recall.
She reaches out a claw, like, everyone's giving her a wide berth, but she's not doing anything to anybody. So a claw. She's like, more people have come to the feast.
The feast.
You're hurt.
I am hurt, but the feast will have to wait. There is slaughter we must attend to.
I think you must convince the people to leave their festivities.
I will do that. But Imperials are marching on the city. I know it is an onerous task to ask of you, and I'm very obviously, like, being facetious here, but could I convince you to go and kill them all? Let none who would take our city enter?
She lowers her head and says... Against a force that large, I fear even I might be at a loss. But with your followers, an army.
They will come and see those soldiers over there running towards the gate. They are already eager to be in the battle and win glory.
Seducer manipulate.
That is a 9.
She needs concrete assurance, and assurance is she needs to see you rallying your mob.
I mean, that's my intent.
Good.
I'm gonna go and get the people, and...
Then she'll fly you back.
I have something to bolster their confidence, and then we will go into battle with you.
This is going to be epic.
God, I hope this is so epic.
I need you for a moment.
I'm hoping, so, there's that you'll realize I'm full of shit just in time to realize there's been a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
So Sienna grabs Wii and lifts off, sending clouds of dust up into the air.
I assume I'm nowhere near that.
No. You're already riding. Where are you going with your men?
First, I need to get out the city gate as fast as I can so I can be in the field, clearly on a defensible hill nearby the city, but nowhere near into the action.
So your men are riding out.
Yes.
And I assume you have a couple of extra horses with you.
Yeah.
Yes, you would. One of them is tethered up. He's tethered to one of the other horses near you, and all of a sudden, Liana materializes on it, rides up next to you.
You're stronger than I thought.
I hit somewhere I didn't want to be anymore.
Where was that, my lady?
At the point of a sword.
Whose sword? Was it Quinn's?
No.
Huh. Whose was it then, my lady?
It was Tal.
Tal was in the keep?
Yes.
How did she... I guess that doesn't really matter. How close is she to Lady Faella? Has she taken the throne room?
She's masquerading as Gaius.
Well, apparently not anymore. Huh. That's going to be hard. If she's in the keep, then who's marching on this wall?
Your bastard son, in the guise of Lord Koronos.
Okay.
From one of the high-ranking Imperial noble. So you say that thing.
Yeah.
Well, my lady, I am riding into a flanking position so that we can take the city.
Absolutely.
It would be unwise and unsafe for you to accompany us. We'll be in the field.
I don't think you need to worry about my safety.
No, apparently not. Rook is really, really freaked out at this. He kind of hoped you'd be dead by now.
Awesome. Well, here's your chance.
Nope.
Wait, do you know who wants her dead?
I brought you someone.
Lamb, I thought you were with Brooke.
I had been.
Not anymore.
Start with Quinn.
Okay. Quinn, how are you? How are you? God, what happened?
There's a gash right here in my breastplate. And blood kind of seeping.
So, how did this what?
Guts. Stabbed-ish. Stabbed-ish. It's a long story.
Okay, I'll start.
You really don't need to worry about it too much.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Sitting on the floor in a pool of his own blood, I think I'll probably be fine.
Quinn, the sword you used on Tal, I'm not a weaponsmith. Is that the same thing that you used on Vincent?
Who's Vincent?
Remember that douche kid who...
Back in episode
around
one.
With his kids, the other kids, you know.
And back when I was defending Tal's shop from hooligans?
Yeah, that sword. Same sword?
Damn, long time ago. Yes, I only have one sword.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
Why is that a problem? I mean, aside from the stab.
Can I see your wound?
I lift up my shirt, and you see where the flesh has already started to cave in. You see bone.
Huh.
Holy shit.
That's new.
That's an issue. Hey, Lamb, how would you deal with something like that, hypothetically, if you knew exactly what it was?
Hypothetically, I would have to see about it in my laboratory where all my notes are.
We don't have time for that.
Well, is it painful?
Slightly.
You know? Would you like to use power? Horrible power? Why don't you just do that?
That's an 11!
And an 11, what happens?
I harness the thing I have mastery of, which is death.
So I think, actually, it's spread worse than you thought.
Like, I imagine it's actually following the lines of my tattoos.
Yeah.
And it's just cool. Seeping throughout my, like, it's in my entire body, basically. Yeah. Although,
So I think what ends up happening is, yeah, so actually, Tal lifts up her garment, and, like, the whole side of her body is, you know, it's cracked, and the ribs are showing through and all the rest of that. She seems to be operating just fine. Like, she should not be still alive.
Yeah. Is this a witch thing? It seems...
This is new.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, hey, by the way, heal a segment. So it's nothing she's going to be able to do, it's going to help you out.
No. No, I got nothing on this. Do you think you could,
Function? Yes. We have to defend the city.
What about Quinn? Same thing on the wound? Same wound? Are you turning to rocks?
Aye.
Worse.
Unlatch
dust.
My breastplate and...
It's just a hole.
Yeah. Mm, it's that's bleeding. A relief.
Yeah. Okay, well... Try to patch up the bleeding.
You want to use your last...
No. I don't.
Now, hold on.
Where was
Rook? I have mastery of the dead, right?
Yes.
There's dead tissue in there.
It's not quite like that, I think.
I'm okay with him becoming, like, you know, like me. Kind of partially dead.
I'm not convinced that I'm completely comfortable with that. However,
okay.
If you want to start... I think I'm going to give you great leeway with this power.
Okay.
But I think I think it has to be over people who are already dead.
Fair enough.
And you are effectively already dead at this point.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
Yay for you!
What was Rook on his way to do? Where was he going?
He was... I think he was going out to do something with horses.
Did he leave the city?
I guess so.
Doing what with horses?
You would know
an obvious
this.
Joke here, but I
you would know that we were
what was he doing with the horses?
Mm-hmm. You would know that we are taking the field.
Taking the field.
And you would also know the entirety of my plan.
Okay. I'm going to read a situation.
Do you know this? Do you want to take her aside and tell her the plan?
Sure.
Yeah. And then I will read a situation.
Okay.
While they're doing that,
feels important.
I would like to gaze into the unspeakable power.
Yeah, sure.
7, 8, 9, 10.
You're back in that cavern, and those red eyes are in the darkness. And, yeah.
I imagine I'm, like, even more decomposed
than
I was
previously.
You look
like you're skeletal. There's some tendons and shit, but you're basically skeletal.
No, not the dude, bro.
This is new. What happened?
The gag.
Oh!
And yet, not.
Is this your work, or is this something else?
Yeah. I've opened a door for you to some deep, ancient magics. There hasn't been anything like you in the world for centuries, millennia even.
Well, I'm honored.
You should be. It also means I'm not going to get your soul for a while, but when you're done, I'm going to get all of it.
All your finger digits are back. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I appreciate the loan. I assume I will get a lengthy enjoyment out of it.
Yes. As long as you can keep it together.
Wonderful. That is exactly what I wanted to hear.
Tal is forged an alliance with Batman.
Well,
not a dragon.
Now I'm unstoppable.
You deserve.
You're not getting the looks enough.
Alright. So I think I want to cut to Wii.
Okay.
Xena, let's say, as you're flying.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
before we switch
scenes,
how much did I tell them? Like, I would like to know.
Oh, yeah.
Because I stopped in the middle of that to read a situation, and I would like to know how much information I gave you.
What do you mean, information you gave?
Well,
What
Rook was doing.
And you know everything that Rook's doing,
yeah.
So...
I don't know. How much information did you give?
Well, I was going to read a situation.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
See about it. 9 plus 12. I know
all the stitches.
I know everything. Where is my enemy really?
That depends. Who's your enemy?
Who
are you siding with?
Oh, that's a different question.
And I'll tell you where your enemy is.
And what are the sides again?
That's a good question. Who are you siding with? You may not even really know who you're siding with.
Yeah.
Or who the you may not even know what the factions are, but right. You can side with a person or persons. Who do you feel the strongest allegiance to?
That's a tough one. Because I do know that Philip was being not entirely.
But Philip did hit his rule.
But he did hit his rule. So I don't know who I'm loyal to.
And in fact, you're confused because that was part of the role.
Yeah. So I don't. I guess that's the answer.
Your true enemy then, or your enemy's true position, I think, is. Tal scares the fuck out of you.
She is alive when she should not be alive.
Yes. Yes.
I am articulated.
Yeah. So that's a problem.
Animate. Yes, animate.
What could be a useful opportunity for me?
That's a good question. What could be a useful opportunity for you? Honestly, I think Fellow provides a useful opportunity for you, because Fellow, if there's a good way to get out of this all alive, and with most of your pieces intact, Fellow's the one who's going to be able to do that for you.
If you try to manipulate my character, he thinks he is smarter than he is. He will totally not know you're manipulating him.
That assumes that she can manipulate anyone.
Yeah, I'm not very manipulative.
That assumes that...
That's even something I'd attempt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it also... What I'm saying is, if anyone could fuck with my character at this point, it would be yours.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a crush on you.
Yeah, I know me. And what should I be on the lookout for? Classic lookout question.
What should you be on the lookout for? The situation in this room is going to devolve pretty quickly, I think, is my best guess. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what you should be on the lookout for. Like, shit's about to go south. You don't know quite how, but you just get this bad feeling.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell them that Rook went outside to flank armies.
Like, he's planning on fighting on the side of Dorath against the invading
force. I'm just going to tell them he's out there to flank armies.
Can I meet a person?
Sure. You'll have to interact with her, though.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah.
That is a 6. So, no.
You're not having a conversation.
What are you talking about?
Tell something you want Tal to believe.
I'm a nice person.
No, I'm gonna read a person. Because that's fucking weird.
Well,
8.
Well, that was more.
That was more like a feel I got.
Yeah. You don't think. You don't think she's any threat. You trust her.
Yeah, I trust her. I mean, I'm bumbling silly lamb.
Yeah, not threat.
Not threat. And you seem to be fine. I don't.
What are you leaving out?
What am I leaving out?
Ooh,
everything. I am leaving out the fact that I don't really want to take sides, because Lamb, as a lifestyle, tries not to take sides with people because it allows her to stay out of trouble and cause so much more mischief than if she had actually taken sides. So she is trying to leave out the fact that she's not 100% loyal to you, even though she feels a little bad about it. Like, she's emotionally loyal to you, but she knows she can't completely commit because...
So, what were you planning on doing for Quinn without spending any charges from your bag?
Basically just, shoving some rags in his gut. And,
pulled the hole up.
Take one look at what you're doing and I'm like,
He doesn't seem to really want my help, and I feel like he would probably, like, throw me if he was insulted.
Don't put that shit in me.
Okay.
Where's your medical supplies?
Well, it's been a rough night, and I'm almost out. And since Quinn seems to be somewhat, at least, conscious enough to glare at me, I figure I will save it for a completely dire case.
I'm going to stand up and walk with my sword, a breastplate hanging open, bleeding on the floor, and I'm leaving.
Lynn, you're not going to help him out at all?
Quinn, do you want my help?
Nope.
She's good.
I am just walking right out that door.
Hey, Quinn. Please don't get yourself killed yet.
I don't turn around.
Okay. Wow.
Alright.
Scene.
Are you tired? I'll tell you where I'm going whenever you want.
Whenever, yeah. We have... I want you... So Zienna, there is a massive crowd of people here. Like, it looks like half of Doroth is here. Obviously, it's not half of Doroth. But there's a large chunk of the adult population here, and even some children. And people have brought, like, crates of food and this and that and the other thing. Like, the farmers have brought their carts. There's goats being slaughtered. Like, it's turning into this monstrous, like, party. People are lighting bonfires in the streets. Like, it's clearly, whatever you were doing was clearly infectious.
Mm-hmm.
And Vincent says, they're having so much fun.
I hate to cut their fun short, but it wouldn't be much fun if we were killed by an army breaking through our walls.
I suppose it wouldn't.
But
if we fight again, I'm gonna do better this time. I wasn't ready for that axe.
Here, have a little bit of this.
And his eyes, like his pupils, just blow as soon as he takes a swig of it. Oh, that feels good.
So I know she only gave me 4 vials, but and she said that would only hit 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
with the help of the unspeakable power?
Yeah, I think I can just...
multiply those
into the put it in, like, crack open a wine cask, dump it in, and then...
Do that thing, and then I'm going to have you make your speech.
That is a 10.
Nice.
Yeah, so you come down and everyone's cheering and you go up to the wine cask and you dump it in.
Check this shit out, guys. It will give you the courage you are going to need in just a minute. Drink up. Drink up, everybody. Because...
you're about to cause some mischief, right?
Yes. You need to go home. If you have armor... get the armor. If you have weapons, get the weapons. There are people who do not like parties coming, and we must kill them. Kill them all, and then we can come back and finish.
Crushing it!
Yeah, that's like a 13.
Yeah, it is. What do you get?
I think 2 or 3. 2.
Well, hey, you could pick the one where you're not traceable as the source of this.
No, I want to be traced as the source
of
this.
I know.
I rally the crowd and I stir a righteous anger in them.
Okay. They're all drinking from the stuff and like they're like wired. Their pupils are blown. I think it's not they're blown. They're like super constricted. Yeah, because everyone's
what
pupils.
Is this shit, PCP.
I wrote scope morphine, yeah. But whatever.
I can't remember.
This is basically speed. It's like crank. It's like speed or
math like or
something. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Like some shit that's like super upper.
Yeah,
and everyone's just like they're like okay go and like. Maida comes up to you and like she looks she's looking at you, she's like, you know, if the city's gonna be under siege, we're gonna have to win quick because this is all the food.
Then we better win quick.
I'll go get my things. And she runs off.
And
so you now have a small army.
Mm-hmm.
Not a large militia, but a size bigger than that. Now given they're like two harm no armor.
Yeah.
But they're a large, they're a small army.
There might
army.
Be a couple guys who have armor.
Yeah. As an average, they are two harm,
it's
zero
it's
armor.
It's okay. When they die, they will fuel my army. Don't worry about it.
That's also true.
It's called synergy.
Woo, synergy.
Yeah.
So,
We have you
sitting on the hill, Lord Gaius, waiting
yeah. with your full force, all of Liana's men. You have the
75 of us.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, that's better than 15.
It is better than 15.
There's the army coming in, and they're crossing the horizon now. And this is also a fairly large force. I think that this is bigger than a militia. No, you know what? They're all riding, so they're not bigger than a militia. They're a large armed mounted militia. They're serious fucking business. Let's see. What are you doing? Well, so Fellow is still here. Lamb is still here. What's going on here?
Well, I spoke briefly with the unspeakable power, and I can feel a new power. If you feel whatever gift death has gifted with me coursing through my rapidly deteriorating veins. And I get an idea. You did not tell me that Lamb killed everyone with the dust poison.
I don't think I did.
But I do still know that they died, yeah. Right? I'm very aware of that.
Oh, there's been a lot of fatalities. Burn victims, people.
A lot of children.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of children. Yeah, a lot of children.
Hey, Fellow. There's been a lot of death recently, has there not?
Lots of death.
The corpses of those that were... whatever took Lord Gaius.
They mostly turned to dust, but you can still feel them.
I can feel it. It's like a tingle down my spine.
Mm. Not a problem I have.
Perhaps we can put this to use. How many soldiers does the castle have? Do you know?
In total? Give me an exact number.
There is a large militia. It's 83.
Sorry, that was the number I was going to use, and that freaks me out. Okay. 83.
Is that including Rook's militia?
No. That's Frifolk's men.
Do I get a sense for the magnitude of the amount of people who have died?
It's hundreds.
Wonderful. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to close my eyes and reach out and feel their souls. And
the souls aren't there, but the bodies are.
Well, the little like wisp of life that used to be.
Sure.
You know, just the faintest.
Maybe
essence.
The souls are there. Maybe they're
it's more like an after image.
Yeah.
This faint image, kind of this faint reflection left in all of the bodies that I can still feel. And I am just going to mentally just kind of be submerged in them for a moment before pulling myself back out, all of them with me. 9. Anyone like to help? I could use some soul energy.
Oh, does everybody get on a 9?
I'm
going
to interfere.
On a 9, a couple bad things happen.
Unless you want to just grab Tal.
If you'd like to interfere, you can try.
You have to do it first.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm gonna...
Do you even know what I'm doing, though?
Although a 9-1 actually
hurts. You just see me...
Also, I don't know what you were doing to help, probably.
Yeah. You know what? You know? Just forget it.
On 7-9, the MC will also pick a consequence from the following list. Your control is weak, your control is erratic, your control is costly. So, if no one wants to help, that is what it is.
Weak,
the effect is not exactly what you desire. Erratic, you will lose control, and there will be unexpected consequences. Costly, you take Esson.
If you tell me what you're doing, I can assist you.
I think I will reach out and touch your mind and say, I can't quite make it back. I need...
This will kill you if you don't succeed.
Oh, I was thinking the talisman was part of her power.
Oh, the one that she gave you. You can give that back to her.
I'm just gonna do that?
Yeah.
Unless you wanted to kill me if I fuck up. Which could be interesting.
It's a bargain. If you don't want to give the test...
Just do something interesting with me if I fuck up. That can lead to my
death. Yeah.
That is whatever... Oh, 9. Because it's 2. Yeah.
So is that...
It opens you up to... Yeah, so you get up to a 10. That opens you up to cost for retribution. You touch Tal's mind. And you suddenly feel ill.
It's like a lava lamp.
Take 1 harm and you've been poisoned.
And I suddenly just snap back. My eyes now glowing.
And you feel in the streets of the city in the graves, in the dust on the street, the dust in the houses, the dust where Lord Gaius' body was. Like, that you actually see in the corner of the room, there's like this little swirl, and the dust is coming up off the floor where Lord Gaius...
Coming off of our clothes, too.
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
I actually exhale some of it.
Yeah.
And then...
How much is coming off lamp?
actually, swirls of it actually are coming off of you, and then, like, they're flying out the window. They're flying out, they're flying out the door, rather. They're flying out, like, into the hallway, like, whoosh, they're finding their bodies. And then this ghostly figure of Lord Gaius sort of forms in the air out of a cloud of dust, and then solidifies into a skeleton.
Fear not. He's under my control. Join the others. We go to war.
It sort of stumbles out the door.
My eyes are still going, by the way. Yes.
I've helped you. I must take lamb.
I appreciate it.
Yes,
thank you.
Fellow, take me.
Right and now. We abscond forever.
So you have a small army.
Yay!
One harm, one armor. They are not terribly effective, but they're tough.
Yay!
All these forces are roughly equivalent.
For one of them.
Well, you're... What are you?
I'm little.
Well, you're a large militia, which is one step lower than that, but you're two harm, one armor, right?
You're bigger than me.
No armor.
Oh, two harm, one armor. Okay.
Three arm, no armor.
Okay, so... So you're somewhat balanced with the other forces. So the force you really got to watch out for is that fucking army coming over the hill, because mm-hmm. they're scary as fuck, and they are...
We're way the fuck on the flank.
I know.
You're the hell
you've
out of
got there. Plenty of peasants who are going to be taking the brunt of their...
And actually, the...
Of what?
Their attack.
Leona's siege engineers have found you. You're not quite sure how. Like, you hear like rumbling behind you, and like, you know, what do they have used? Like, ballistas, or... No, it would have been a, what do you call the trebuchets? Yeah, right?
You may have trebuchets. Trebuchets are not a weapon you could aim at infantry. That was a only...
I think they were going to use it to knock the walls of a castle. The walls of the... Oh, the
ballistas
walls of the
were used. They could have torsion ballistas or something like that, and then you could use those against infantry.
She's got a few of both. She's like, well, we have to move these into position.
Probably no two of them are the same.
The cavalry can't take the city alone. Your men are going to have to attack at some point. Get them ready.
Who's that?
Leona.
Oh, Leona.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
You want to jump in? I should say.
You know more about it than I do, so yeah. It's totally fine.
If there's social interaction.
Okay. I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Oh, is if there's social interaction, we'll have...
No, what Leona said.
We have to move the siege artillery. You have to use the siege machines as a position and get your forces ready to attack. We can't take the city with just cavalry.
No. Where should we go to?
Lead a person.
Yes. That is, I think, a mirror. 8.
You have a question?
Do have a question.
I remember in this game you get +1 forward if you honor a person, which is not true in Apocalypse World.
How can I get your character to not be babysitting me?
Make a good argument that there's somewhere she needs to be. She trusts you.
We will vacate this position and assist with the artillery. You, however, my lady, this may be too dangerous, but you've shown that you are a witch to be reckoned with. If Tal is defending the city, perhaps she will use fell sorcery. If you assassinate her when she least expects it, you may be able to cut off most of her forces.
She's controlling Lord Gaius's forces. I could not stand against her before, but if I can catch her by surprise.
She would not expect you now.
No, not so soon after she imagines she's defeated me.
I should probably...
Seduce or manipulate.
Yeah.
Because she is afraid for her life.
That is a mere 13.
And you still have hold over her. So she's totally going to do it.
Plus we screwed.
Yeah. And there's just like a little, there's a raven. And
I hope she turns. Does she turn into another like chump guard right then and there, like on top of the horse?
That's actually kind of awesome.
Can it be that like suddenly she's the guard and there's a raven on the guard's shoulder that just then flies
away? Yeah. No, let's
do
that.
Good.
That
I like
good.
That.
Oh! And the thing just jumps off into the air and flies off towards the keep. You're planning to just stay back on this hill.
Yeah, we're going to stay back on this hill and hold this position.
So, here's a question. So, I need to figure out what you three are doing. So, neither of you have... None of you have armies. So, what is the plan for... So, where are you two going?
Whoever Bella's taking me.
I'm going to try and convince her to help me kill either Tal or Lady Liana and just... Or run away, whatever... I don't give a shit about
this. Have this conversation.
Yeah.
Have this conversation. This okay. is interesting.
All right. This will help me figure out what I'm doing.
Good. Thank you for getting me out of there, fellow. I don't... Did she just make a skeleton? I don't know how to deal with this magic crap.
I think so, she did. Well, you shouldn't be too upset. It's very close to the work that you do yourself.
I guess maybe a little.
Lamb... You seem nervous.
I am nervous. Are you... I don't know. She should really
That's
be
That's not
dead.
What I mean.
Oh.
I feel like you don't trust me.
Well, I know that sometimes you can be really convincing, and... Why did you not want me to be with Rook?
I think that Rook is dangerous. Hmm. Dangerous in a different way than the way I'm dangerous. Different... from how you're dangerous, differently from how Tal's dangerous. I think Rook is crude. He threatened me to try to get holdings. I don't even know. I should probably read this. And I'm gonna read that thing.
let's actually we have the sheet in here.
Would you like me to read it or do you want me to
read it? I'd like you to read it.
You read it. This is the message that Lamb had for Fellow.
It's wrapped in a beat up old dagger. But a nice one.
Classy.
Also, three harps.
Dagger was wrapped in it.
Yeah.
Or no, it was wrapped in the dagger.
No. The dagger was wrapped in the
knife. Yeah, I misspoke.
Oh, okay.
And there's also three harps in there.
Unless that's a very crappy dagger.
Get out of the city money if you want it.
Yeah. Dear fellow, I was very impressed with your courage the other day. Not many men would have the bravery to do what you did. To ensure that you never lose that courage, enclosed is a proper knife, so the next time you stick someone, they stay stuck. I don't make this offer lightly, or often, but I could use a man of your audacity. If you choose not to join me now, there will always be a place by you, or by my side, for you. On a not completely unrelated note, I was wondering how your research into my family history was going. I realize that sometimes there are unexpected expenses when conducting such an inquiry. I trust that three harps would be sufficient compensation for you. Regards. And there's a stamp of a rook in a chess piece because I can't read. P.S. I know that you are the reason why your father has not been seen since Reaping Day, and I would be more than happy to assist you in any matter regarding him.
Well, I have an idea now. So... I think my tone is changing after reading that. Maybe I was harsh, hasty with regard to Rook. Maybe we can figure something out. But I know one thing. Mm. I don't trust Tal for a second, do you?
I know she should be dead. I know how to make people dead, and she should be dead. What bothers me about her is I don't know how to make her dead.
Well, I don't really trust Lady Liana either, though.
Well, they're both witches. What do you expect?
Magic. It's not really something you can rely on, is it?
No. Not like science.
I'm a man of science as well. Maybe we can figure something out.
That sounds really nice. That sounds really nice, fellow.
You seem nervous.
I'm not so nervous anymore. I think everything's gonna be really nice. Yeah.
Well, yeah. What do you think we should do?
You know what I think we should do? Wait, I wouldn't know that, would I? If Lady Liana is a witch, and Tal is a witch,
You think they could, like, witch fight?
Well, I think they're already going to witch fight.
Oh, good. Well, then maybe they can just kill each other. And we won't have to worry about that.
But then who fills the vacuum?
Well, you know lots of things about politics.
I certainly do.
And I know lots of things about making problems go away.
You certainly do.
Maybe we could be a good combination. You could be the one in charge, and I could be the one that is your official doctor.
Hmm. You ever thought about my job?
Maybe. I could be pretty good at that.
Well, I think you'd be a natural.
I'm really good at stabbing people.
All right, I want to cut to Quinn. What are you doing?
If you follow the trail of blood he's leaving behind, it leads to the throne room, where Quinn has hobbled his way all the way down the carpet and taken a seat on the Lord's throne. I sit down and lay my sword across the arms, pull down my death mask, and sit and gaze into the unspeakable power.
Wow!
That's an 11.
Yeah.
Because I rolled a 12.
Good job.
Power is not distracted.
So, Lord Quinn.
I finally made it.
You did. Impressive. Never thought I'd see you sitting on this throne. Of course I did. Who are we kidding? Let anybody try to get you off of it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not feeling so good.
No, you're not.
What do you think? Should I just sit here until they find me? Should I? Is it worth it?
You know, Quinn, what is best in life?
I've heard a lot of different things. I think good lay, frankly.
If that's really what you want, and honestly, I don't blame you, because a good lay is one of the better things in life, then my suggestion to you would be, forget all this Lord King business. Go wrap something. It's not as bad as it looks. You'll heal up from that. Find another doctor than Lamb, though. She's crazy. Yeah. And you know what they say about sticking your dick in crazy? Man. Look. Go wrap yourself up. Put those intestines back in. You've had worse. Go find... You got a little jingle in your pocket. Go back to the whorehouse. Have a little bit of fun. Just go to... Leave. Go somewhere else. Go somewhere your talents are going to be better appreciated. Somewhere that isn't teeming with undead and horrible monsters. Oh, sorry. You didn't know about the undead. Well, you'll find out soon enough.
Shit, really?
Fuck yeah, man. This city is not a safe place to be right now. He said, go dip your wick and get out of here.
You got me into all this trouble, you know.
And I'm getting you out.
Fair enough. I suppose I've lived a little. Hell, more than a little. Look down at the, pants, sure, turning a deep crimson color. Thank you. I probably won't be seeing you again.
Oh, you will. Don't you worry.
I stay seated, and I go to sleep, and I retire my character to safety.
What a perfect ending. Alright. So, you are riding Xena, perhaps, into battle, or no?
Okay.
Is that a thing you would want to do? Where would you want to be during the conflict?
It's kind of a nice thing to do, you're a kid.
I was actually just figuring lead them into battle.
Oh, so you're leading the mob. Xana's flying over the top.
Yeah, I don't want to hinder Xana or Vincent.
Vincent now has a membranous thing between his arms that stretches to his legs. So
With a running start, he can, like...
Did he grab a second set of arms or no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He did.
He can take off. And he's smaller and more agile than Sienna in the air. And so he kind of... he actually takes a running leap off of the city wall and goes up in the air, and he immediately comes right back down next to you. You're sort of marching out of the city gates with your people. And he's like, there's a cloud of those blue things coming now from the direction of the rookery. You didn't think that particular Chekhov's gun wasn't going to get fired.
I figured it was going to happen. Poor baby boots. Oh, good, they're hatching. I'm going to take such good care of you. Oh, I'm getting kisses.
Makes me sad.
You find your catatonic in a pile of blue poop. Poor baby boots. In fact, I think perhaps you, when you see those things crest the hill, you're like... And Bob taking the boots off of the
I'm going to make that assumption. those aren't dragons.
Douse your torches, everybody.
They've already got their torches, yeah.
No, douse them.
Oh, douse. Oh, yes. Because you've seen this technology.
Yeah. We saw them at the bonfire.
But how are we going to see? Somebody yells behind you, yells.
If you have bows, shoot where the blue things are, but a foot lower.
I love you. I love you so much. How are you committing? So I assume you're up on the roof of the keep at this point, like watching the battle unfold or something like that, because you're going to need to see them to command them.
I'm actually going to be on the... Do I have to be, like, close?
You have to be within eye shot. So you can be up at the crenellations of the top of the keep if you want, but you don't have to be in on the battlefield.
Then fuck yeah.
Yeah, you can see everything from the inner keep.
There is a nice big glowing.
That's the whole point.
There is a nice big glowing magic circle underneath me. I didn't create it, just followed me as I am channeling just basically nonstop.
Your whole body has turned to sort of like mummified tissue at this point. It's not cracking and turning to dust.
I'm a lich.
Yeah, and then the blue runes are all like just glowing brightly. Yeah, yeah. Up on the tower, and like yeah, and so you've got this glowing magic circle. And so, what are you commanding? So your things, your undead army is about to, they're sort of disorganized. They're sort of pouring, and they're about to like kind of like come out the gate, basically into the back of the city guard, who are. No, it's the back of Weezman. The city guard are already in the field.
Mm. So the city guard are in the field.
So the ones who aren't on the walls with bows and arrows and like light siege weapons, but like ballistas, that sort of thing.
I think I would like to try to touch Wee's mind and communicate with them.
Oh, goody. Do that thing. It's harnessing the unspeakable power or something. Yeah, it's the thing you can do.
14.
Somebody's speaking to you in your brain.
Wee.
How?
You feel ill. The voice fills you with like.
I probably even barely recognizable.
Yeah, it's like a croak.
Wee.
Who is this?
This is Tao, or what remains of her.
You don't sound so good.
I have never felt better.
Oh.
I am sending some assistance your way. This city must hold at all costs. Please tell your crowd that I mean them no harm, and perhaps in time they will join the greater struggle.
Well, did you see the blue things coming?
Did I?
You do now.
Could you... Your men look awfully thin.
They are not men.
Maybe you could send some few ahead with several torches.
Do we not want them amongst the enemy's lines?
The blue things?
Yes.
That was my fault. They're attracted to fire.
I know this. His army has torches, right? All of Liana's torches.
No. Oh. My army doused their torches.
Oh, his.
I mean, we'd have.
Would they be lit? Like
no. I'm guessing that it's getting close to. It's basically dusk at this point.
Yeah, we would definitely not have anything that would draw any attention to our position.
And then the riders coming in probably would be there for the same reason. So the question then would be you're going to need to. Are you going to send forces against the incoming cavalry or against against Rook's men up on the hill with their siege engines parked and they're just sort of waiting there?
I fear Rook more than Liana's army. And those siege weapons need to be taken out.
Mm.
So,
if you would send a vanguard with fire to lead the Blue Wings to the oncoming army.
Certainly.
We will
that
follow.
Be arranged.
All right. This is... And what are your men going to do?
We're going to follow safe distance behind the fire.
The cavalry is incoming. Like, you don't have a lot of time. Now, the city guard has set up... They set up, like, a pike line,
mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, to try to, like, to defend, basically. So you can join them, those of your men who have pole arms or whatever else, you can join them to basically defend the city gates.
Okay.
Or you can come behind the undead army and try to take out Rook's men up on the hill.
Well, we think that Rook is on our side.
Gotcha. So it's just the cavalry.
Yeah, that's all we're worried about. And Rook is not exactly a general, or we is not exactly a general. Nor are really anybody in our cult.
Okay, so you're setting... Okay.
We're just doing what we think is good war.
we got a dragon and a half. We're fine.
Okay.
They just charge him.
And everyone's mm-hmm. psyched out on, like, PCP. Mm-hmm. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
So your men hand some of their torches to the skeletons. They're terrified.
Actually, hold on.
What?
You know what in D&D flaming skeletons are?
Hey.
They're what they sound like. I would like to try to magically set them ablaze, but not a fire that burns them, just a fire that burns bright.
Let's see how well that harness the unspeakable power roll goes.
Nine.
Well, it will consume them eventually.
That's fine. They will do their job.
So, flaming skeletons. coming at you.
There's probably a mob of like 15 or 20 of them.
There are a bunch of people who are on fire coming towards us.
Yeah, there are. It's kind of hard to see it's dust.
Them or towards the invading army?
Towards the siege engines.
Yeah, which is Rook's force.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they peel off in a completely different direction than you expected them to. But that's okay. Oh. You guys know what
you're
doing.
They're still attracting the Mind Vaunts.
Yeah.
And those blue things? You do.
Well, I look... To let's see, I'm gonna go with brush, bangle, and button. How big is that? The force of flaming skeletons?
About 15 or 20.
15 or 20? Good. Brush, bangle, and button. All right. Some of those crazy cultists set themselves on fire. They are not going to blaze for long. But if they get here to these wooden siege engines, they're going to burn these things up. I can't be seen retreating from these things. So what I need you to do is I need you to get on your horses and harry them and drag them off somewhere, maybe towards that main force. You've done this before.
Whatever you say, Lord.
Not to...
And they ride forward, and
they're armed with javelins, too, so they don't need to engage in melee combat with
them. They throw javelins, and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're clearly immune to the pain, because they're, you know, on whatever lets them...
I mean, they managed to knock one or two of them apart, but they're... Yeah, the javelin appears to pass right through one of them, and it keeps coming.
So they're not changing course.
No. They are not even paying attention to the people on the horses. What do you do?
Is there like a thunderstorm starting to create above the keep?
No. I think it's a beautiful clear sky.
Nice.
Yeah. There's a few wisps of cloud. It's, you know, it's late fall, right? So, because it's right after reaping day. So right. Well, you don't feel the chill in the air, but there's chill in the air. Yeah, like, if you ever feel anything like heat or cold again? No.
All right.
I don't know. You might be cold all the time.
Anyway. Well, they're not... So, oh my god, they're skeletons! And they come riding back.
They're what?
Skeletons. Like, they're made of bones, and they're... Oh my god. Lord, what do we do?
Are the artillery teams set up?
Yeah, they're ready to go. Blast them.
And I assume there's no one who's got a torch or anything like that on our position.
You've got torches you could light. The light's getting low.
Gotcha.
But you I'm assuming you've explicitly given the order not to light torches.
Yes. I turn to my men. Deal with the artillery and set it ablaze.
Yes, sir. And they go light the artillery on fire.
And then we make an organized retreat. After butchering the artillery crewman.
I turn to duress to get everybody out of there.
Actually, I have a move for this.
How do you do with that?
And it is Commander of the Guard. That is a mere 10. So I've got 3 hold, which I can spend to have my 60 guys inflict a harm, gain an armor, show mercy, fight to the last, or in this case, make an organized retreat.
Yeah, you slaughter your crews, light the things on fire, and make a retreat. You're faster than the skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Are they still going for the artillery?
Yeah.
Good.
And there's now a cloud of blue things just swarming around the burning artillery. Every once in a while, one of them gets a little too close, catches on fire, and goes whoosh. It'll burn for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the charging cavalry are coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
You're just gonna basically make a strong stand against the incoming force.
I guess. I mean, we have two dragons ostensibly.
You do, in fact.
I want you to
engage in combat.
Okay. As myself or as the dragons? Because I'm myself.
I think you should be able to use Wily, since he's stirred up the crowd.
Yeah, you're...
That's not a bad substitution in this case, no. Yeah, you're giving orders, basically.
Especially since that's how you assembled it in the first place.
Yeah. Roll Wily.
That'll be an 11.
So, we're gonna treat this as, So you're fighting as the dragons now, not as the...
Okay.
So use your dragon stats.
So...
What is your dragon stats? Not against this is the problem, it's not against a small army. I think what you actually have to do is combine the dragon with your existing force. Because you're not going to be able to stand against a large army.
It's 2 harm, 1 armor, messy clothes.
Yeah, that's not going
to
do anything.
Disciplined, and hungry.
So you're not going to be able to, I think, do any significant... Oh, you know, they're a large militia.
Well, also, my skeletons were behind them.
There's the thing, right?
Yeah.
I thought your skeletons were charging up towards...
She sent them.
There's 15 of them. I have hundreds of the cities dead at my disposal.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Do you
want to combine your forces?
Well, hold on. I'm letting his cultists take the brunt of it, because when they die, I get more skeletons.
That's true. Okay.
But so, yes, there will be a wave of cultists, then a wave of...
So I think here's the thing. I think what you actually want to do is... I think your dragons will... Your goal is to sort of rattle and disperse the enemy forces, mm-hmm. right? So pick your options, but understand that you have a dragon which alone one dragon could kill a few of them,
mm-hmm.
but it's more used as a tool of terror while the rest of your men, you know.
I think if as just before they come into contact with my frankly untrained cultists, they start getting savaged from the rear. Because the dragons can fly, gotcha. They're maneuverable. They're coming, like, over the
Which
rise.
Which breaks their charge a little bit. And, yeah. And it means when they finally hit your lines, they're not as organized, and they're not doing as well. Okay, yeah. So read your choices from your engagement combat list.
I think decidedly achieve your goal, suffer a little harm, and impress, dismay, or frighten the enemy.
Okay. That's perfect. Decidedly achieve your goal.
We don't inflict terrible harm.
Break their ranks. They are scared shitless because there's fucking dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a little harm. They are. What was your original riding force?
What do you mean?
Like what harm and armor?
That was
Liana's force.
It was Liana's.
No. Your original like
mine was two harm, two armor.
So we'll say they're about the same. That makes sense. They're two arm, two armor against a larger force, which makes them effectively one harm, one armor. Your force is two harm, no armor. So basically, a few of your men are killed, but not a lot. And a handful of them are killed, but not a lot. But they're in disarray now.
And theirs that die messily, noisily.
And screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Between the city guard and the skeletons that are now pouring through you to get to basically yeah. tear these people
once
up.
Once he breaks the charge, my skeletons rush.
They are routed.
I'm gonna run them down.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, fella. You have a thing?
Whenever it's convenient. So
well, let's cut away if you want to have a thing. That's fine.
So this is about to be followed by me retiring to safety. But I just figure I should do it before any of this else goes on.
Definitely.
Okay, so where... Describe how
we are. I am with Lamb right now. Mm-hmm. So, I am going to be... Okay, well... Before we can do that, do what we need to do for us.
Yeah.
Very smart. This plan we have. I'm going to need to do something.
Okay.
So just go. Be safe. Kiss your character, and I talk to the unspeakable power. And that's a 9. I need to make a deal. And I know you make deals.
I make deals. You make deals. So your whole life, making deals. Mm-hmm. Getting people to do what you want.
That's what I do. That's what I do for a living.
That's true. What kind of a deal?
Lady Liana has a bastard. I want him dead.
You'll have to kill him.
Couldn't you help me with that? I have something I can offer you. And I take that knife, and I drop my trousers, and I cut myself. And I retire to safety.
So, there's a scene of you turning a corner, and a handsome, raven-haired man with, like, you know, in his, like, very early 20s with, like, stubble, very sort of handsome, tall, but lean, like sort of thin. He's wearing a long black cape and black leather. Turns around the corner, and you're just sitting there with the bloody knife, and he gets this look on his face, and he raises a hand, and nothing happens. And you walk forward, and you just put it into his gut, twist, pull it out. He crumbles into a heap. And you just walk off. Lamb?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Or do we want to get to you, like, later?
Later.
All right.
Get to me later. But she blushed. You kissing her was very important.
Aww. Oh,
so, what are you doing?
Now that I've seen that the invading force, which was probably made up of a good number of the nobles of the capital, has been routed. Now it's time for the plan. I send my men out to run down the routed. I've got a cavalry force, so my infantry may not be able to keep up. But certainly my inner circle will.
So you ride down in there, and no one can stand in your way. Because no one there is as heavily armored as you. And your core of 13 now, or 14, ride in there and slaughter the men. Some of whom were in the process of trying to surrender.
Mm-hmm. So it makes it easier.
It's the thing that happens. There's a cry goes up from the thing. A number of people are fleeing in terror because they're fucking skeletons. But we's people sort of give a cry because they're like, well, we told us it was okay, so
the city is safe.
Do I feel the extinguishing of all of these souls?
Well, there's not actually that many deaths. There's maybe another 40 or 50.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you do. But the other thing that you feel is, you actually feel pain. You actually feel discomfort for the first time that you felt since this happened, right? Since you run through with Quinn's sword. And it's as if needles have been plunged into your shoulders, and you look, and there is a, looks like a bird with like, but with multiple, clawed limbs. And it's this vast black bird with glowing red eyes, and its front pair of claws is digging into your shoulders. You thought you'd gotten rid of me. It wasn't going to be that easy, Tal.
Liana, and I'm going to whip around.
Your control over the undead army falters slightly, like wavers. Mm-hmm. And like you see a few of them just feel a few of them collapse.
So they require my concentration to stand up and exist?
Yup.
Oh, good.
You have perfect control as long as you can focus on them. You could probably get them back, once you have your focus again.
So, did she actually do a harm to me?
Not yet, but she could easily do a harm to you.
What do you want, Liana? And I'm still concentrating and, whatever. I didn't even turn around. I'm just going to just talk to her.
You out of the picture. So I can rule. Like I'm supposed to. Fucking crazy hedge witch.
I have the picture?
Out of the picture.
Oh, okay. so it's going to be that way. And I'm going to use my arcane malice thing, but instead of through my hand, I'm going to channel it through my back. So it's like a black...
Roll.
It's still skin contact. I think it could work.
That's fine. What is this? You're going to blow a roll.
You think you are more powerful than me, Liana? And I still have not broken concentration. I'm still just like...
You feel Liana's claws actually as they tear out of your shoulders as she's knocked back. Was that an engage in combat role, or is that just...
Yes, that is engage in combat.
Oh, yeah, we'll pick three things then.
Because
you actually have to pick things.
Engaging in combat.
I assume your objective was to get her off of you.
Yes, I decidedly achieved my goal.
Yeah.
I suffer little harm, and I impress, dismay, or frighten my enemy.
She gets down on all fours, and, her wings kind of come up, and she says, clearly you're more powerful than I thought.
I am more powerful than you can ever become.
That, she says, is not true. And she becomes a raging pillar of flame. You think just because you hear her disembodied voice being heard, you think just because you spend a bunch of your soul to get the power you have that I haven't done the same thing? You fool.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
So, I have all my fingers back when I talk to the unspeakable power.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean it has my soul? What does that mean exactly?
It owns you at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gone.
So I can't sell any more fingers?
Nope.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, in that case...
Do we still have that link from before at all?
She's distracted at this point. I don't think she's going to be able to do that.
Okay.
I intend to pose Tal a challenge here. This is not going to be trivial. This is not going to be one and done.
You can singe all the Ted flesh you want on that thing.
Oh, actually. Hold on. That was an arcane move. I'm going to get a second placer faction.
Which is?
And my place is going to be
right fucking here.
in the arena of the wizard duel.
Specifically, my the magic circle that was just kind of glowing as I was channeling scorches itself into the roof of the of the keep.
Right.
It is permanently inscribed there.
Okay.
And it is within this circle is my new place.
Fair enough.
Just stand up there all day, all night.
I'm going to give control of my army momentarily to Wee. So that they can maintain. So that they do not falter.
Are you willing to accept this?
Wee. Will you take this leash? It's a burden for just a few moments.
I will do this for you. Of course.
Thank you, Wee.
Harness unspeakable power. This is going to be really bad if you fail. I'm telling you this now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you...
That's a
12. So yes, you suddenly feel all of the dead around you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you kind of like this, and they all kind of snap around and they look at you. Looks like the unspeakable power hasn't forsaken you. You now have a medium army.
I don't think there's going to be any survivors from the attacking
army. There aren't. He's already seen to that.
Oh. Well.
So now, hey, Rook, you've got a massive... The rest of your force catches up. So now you've got your force, and you have the city force, which consists mostly of peasants with pitchforks and skeletons. And those siege engines are starting to burn down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, I gather my inner circle... there's a little celebration. We just won the battle. I gather them together.
What is it, boss?
There's one more thing. This city just fell into our lap.
But they've got a whole army.
Do they? Who has an army?
We.
Would they see the change of control?
Probably.
All the skeletons turn to face we.
Oh, okay.
Like they, not all of them may have noticed it, but the more astute ones would have at that point.
So, we's on our side.
And is it your first in command? Is it Ring?
That's Key. I'm talking to him.
Key.
I'm talking to you.
And says, "Boss, far be it for me, and you can stop me at any point. I am in no mood for any sort of treason here. Permission to speak freely, sir."
Of course.
They appear to have a superior force, at least in numbers, and I don't know how to fight one of these skeletons. Which means if at any point we decides he'd rather just own the city, they could slaughter all of us. Do you trust him?
Of course I trust Wee.
It's good enough for me. And he rides the yeah, that's
I ride over to Wee.
Rook, your flanking maneuver worked. Was timely. Well, no, it wasn't. But we couldn't have run them down, and they could have rallied the rest of the troops.
I'm sorry, I had to burn the siege engines.
I think Tao got a little confused.
It's understandable. There were a lot of factors going on. Much confusion. But
we've won the field.
We have won the field.
The enemy is all routed or dead.
I think now is the perfect time for a celebration.
Well, we're always fans of celebration here.
We'll join you in just a little bit. We need to recoup our losses. Lick our wounds.
How do you mean?
Well, we've taken minimal casualties, you never know when the enemy might strike again. We need to go back to the keep to recover some of our equipment. We're all out of javelins.
I see. Could you not just pull them from the corpses?
No. And you can, as you look over, a lot of them are bent over. Mm-hmm. They're a style of javelin that is an awful lot like a pilum, which is a wooden shaft with a iron head that's about 2 feet long.
Mm.
It's designed to hook and then bend, so it can't be thrown back.
Ah.
No, I'm afraid those are all destroyed. We'll go back to the keep, and we'll join you as soon as we are ready.
I think that would be fine. Do not take too long.
Congratulations, you've done a wonderful job.
I'm not sure can. Do you have food at your keep?
We do. We'll bring it.
Bring what you can.
Of course. We'll bring everything
little,
we can get.
Little food left in the city.
Of course. And we ride off to the keep. With 75 men.
The siege engines are almost out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're up on the roof.
Alright, bitch. Now it's fucking time to die. And I'm gonna reach out. And I am gonna try to... Do I potentially... I have control over the dead. Would I be able to use my magic attack to try to rip pieces of her soul out?
I don't think so.
It would just be harm. But...
I think, to be honest with you, I think...
Because S-Harm is not going to kill her. That's what
S-Harm's probably not even going to hurt her in this form. You're not sure that any sort of sonic attack is actually going to damage her as a pillar of flame.
Oh, I guess I have regular harness the unspeakable power, don't I?
Yeah. You know, it was a clear night.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
That's you wanted it. Roll it. Roll power.
Oops, sorry. 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
Or no, 7, sorry. 7, I can math.
Just add your stat twice.
Yeah.
I guess so on a 7,
we're using both harness.
Harness, you may change the world in some relatively minor way, minor but noticeable, but you may also attract the attention of the dark forces that live within the unspeakable power.
I'm going to do this a little bit differently.
Okay.
I think you close your eyes and you raise your hand and, you know, all of a sudden the sky is overcast and there's, like, a light drizzle starts to fall. But it's almost as if, like, you feel your body shriveling. You're, like, it's harnessing that much power has taken something out of you and you've paid your own life force to do it. Take a harm.
Okay.
But the pillar of flame is now hissing and spitting and wavering as the rain starts to get harder and harder and harder. That's totally putting out the siege engines. Xena lands next to you and says,
is that not glorious?
Do you remember those things? You know, from that first night.
The blue things?
Yeah.
They're coming back?
Yeah.
Well.
They're not an army, but, it's gonna be real bad for you people.
Maybe. I think I may have found a new people. I want to keep control of the undead.
Can you take that move, too? Do you have an advance?
I'm one away from advance, so if I harness the unspeakable power, that gives me the point, I can take that move. If I fail, I can still take that move and be fucked up, or I can take something else.
Harness the unspeakable power to wrest control away. You can interfere with Arcane.
Yeah, I'm interfering.
Oh, no!
You're a little busy. No! Yeah, that's a 13.
Remember when you touched her mind and there's that poison sort of feeling within you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Because that shit is catching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... I almost want to say that, like... So what ends up happening is, like... the things come down and they're like... You know, and your men are sort of... The living people are still sort of struggling with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as... And a bunch of them are just sort of, you know, they're having their brains destroyed, or their minds destroyed, and they're falling into the muck, and some of them fall on their faces, and they suffocate in the puddles of water that are coming, and then after a couple of like a little while, they just stand back up again. And that proceeds. Like, and they're gradually killing the blue things,
mm-hmm.
but they're all dying. Like a bunch of them are dying, and the rest of them are fleeing. It's real bad. Or good, depending on how you look at it. Meanwhile, back at the ranch,
food won't be an issue anymore.
Yeah. She returns to her human form after being doused a significant amount of times.
She's soaking wet though, right, with her clothing.
Yes,
I'm going to attempt to freeze her solid.
Okay, do that thing.
Yup, I do.
That is a con. 10 out of 12.
Alright, you're harnessing the unspeakable power again.
Just reach out.
You realize that, like, so you're at 4 harm, right? Do note that you're gonna have a hard choice if you don't roll a 10 plus on one of these things. You're gonna get the effect, or you're gonna spend the rest of your life force to do
okay,
it.
Okay, that's fine.
But you keep rolling 12s, you'll be fine.
Yep.
He took control of my zombies! No!
My skeletons! I'll get them back! Fucker!
She's basically just frozen.
I'm gonna walk up. And
like, her eyes aren't frozen, they're just staring at you in this blind rage.
Checkmate. Bitch. S-harm.
Oh dear.
I've seen that fatality.
Rook, what is the end game for you here?
Well, I'm gonna see who's in the keep, and I'm gonna kill them.
Oh.
After walking past the guards with my victorious force. And I'm going to hold their dead body aloft, either Tal or Liana, saying, "We have killed the witch."
Well, the witch is shattered. You get up to the roof, and the witch is shattered into a million pieces.
They're two witches.
Well, Tal is there.
Does he actually see me, Annihilator?
You can come up right when that happens, sure.
We've defeated Liana's forces.
Excellent! And I'm going to reach out and touch your mind. May I have the reins back?
Sure. They're all yours.
Did you actually give me control of the undead?
Sure.
I love you.
Wonderful. Yes. Now, we should have a feast, for the castle is ours.
Wonderful. Excellent. A great idea. Break open the stores, and I walk into the keep.
Now, I assume all 75 of your men fit into the keep, because there's not that many of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to, since he left the undead outside, I'm going to have them slowly start surrounding the keep. Every possible entrance and window.
Did you see plan for this?
Yeah.
Which is?
I'm going to go kill her.
Rick's a simple man.
All right.
He's got a simple plan.
So, upon entering the keep, I guess we would go down through the roof, back in.
Yeah, yeah. You go down the staircase back to maybe the
one of the towers.
Yeah, probably the throne room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna go up and sit on the throne and cross my legs.
Wait, you're gonna knock Quinn off?
Quinn probably left by now.
Quinn's probably gone.
Quinn's no longer here.
I woke up.
There's a puddle of blood. That's all that's left of Quinn.
There's a puddle of blood and some small clothes.
I didn't even notice.
You found that maid again.
Anyway,
I'm just
you can find her anytime.
I'm just gonna sit down, not even like ignoring the blood, just on the raw bones that are kind of protruding out. Feast, Rook.
It is a great day. Are there guards, like palace guards, around?
Oh no! At this point, there's too many dead people, and
palace guards don't want none of that.
Because he was raising the ones that had died in the battle and other things, and he gave me control of all of those. I still have it? So is there actually dead? Wouldn't they be part of the skeletons?
Yeah.
They're now surrounding the keep?
There's zombies and skeletons now.
But they wouldn't fleshy shit. They're not inside the keep, though.
They're probably outside still.
They're coming into the city and starting to ring the keep. But he's here with his men in the keep. Yeah.
Okay. I was just checking.
So yes, what did you do?
Congratulations. Tal? Oh my. You certainly have undergone quite a transformation. It's very impressive.
It is. Thanks to Quinn.
I didn't realize Quinn was a sorcerer.
Oh no. He just unlocked my true potential. He showed me what I was missing. I can show you too if you're interested.
I would love to see it. And 15 javelins fly at the throne.
Both of you act under duress to see who can act first.
Not me.
That
is a 5. That is not me.
That's a 6.
Oh, that's a tie. So you both act at once. What did you? What
I
was
got
it?
A 6.
You're just gonna. Interfere.
I was gonna
you
harness the unspeakable power.
Hold on. I got a 6.
But it's still
radiation. It's not what you actually roll.
So I'm gonna throw up a wall of flame. and try to incinerate the javelins as they come.
I think the only thing that you could do at engaging combat velocity is use your
that's fine.
Sonic attack.
That's totally fine.
Roll engaging combat. You roll engaging combat. The results happen simultaneously.
11.
Yeah, that's so. You pick two things, he picks three things, and we'll negotiate what happens. This is the way Scuff works, at least as far as I remember it.
Yeah. So I pick one thing.
Whatever an 8 will give you off the
just
the
one.
Engaging combat.
Oh no, I choose two. On a 7 9, you choose two. Yes.
What?
I suffer little harm, and I impress, dismay, or frighten my enemy. And I just take 15 javelins to the face. Don't even care.
Well, it depends.
I decidedly achieve my goal. I inflict terrible harm, and I suffer little harm.
How big are you? You're 75. You're a small militia. Oh, you've got all 75. Yes, you're a large militia.
Yeah. Well, only 15 of them are throwing javelins.
Yeah. Okay, so you're talking about a small militia.
Yeah.
So, break the back.
Well, hold on a second.
Well, no. Does the militia count as a character? Which
no.
No?
They don't.
So I couldn't try to inflict that on...
That's not how that works.
Okay.
You're not set up to fight an army.
Okay.
How much damage is that with inflict terrible harm?
That's only 4.
How about a death curse? Since you did it, impress, dismay, or frighten.
So, here's a thought. What if I brought her back?
Oh, yeah.
You do have power over the dead.
I mean...
But hold on a second. I sort of think, since she had control of the end of, so here's, can I suggest an end game here? My suggestion of an end game is that, so first of all, Lam, what's your end game?
My end game is.
Like, you want to do this after everything else? Okay, we'll just
everything. Oh shit, we're ruined.
No, everything.
You got one black bag me, aren't you?
Just all of a sudden out of the closet.
So here's what happens. I think that the 15 men who threw the javelins, the javelins shatter Tal's body, and those men turn to stone right where they stand. But Tal is apparently dead. You rule. I think the next thing we see of you is with 15 statues lining the sides of the throne room, and you sitting on the throne.
I'd like to be in the exact same position as you. Waiting for the next javelins.
And I think another shot is both of you riding on the back of a dragon, like kind of riding off into the sunset or something like that. Is that okay? You say you would have raised, and what did you have planned?
I was going to... My thought was actually more on... one of us would rule the city at night and one during day, and the army would be constantly standing.
Honestly, if you raised me, I would be under your control.
Yeah.
But maybe retain a little bit of consciousness.
So you're saying you two would share, or you two would share?
Us two.
Because we're the ones that have control over the undead.
Yeah. Like,
turn into a necropolis.
That was my thought, but that doesn't work very well with...
Well, the problem is that we can have you keep fighting, right? And eventually one of you is going to slaughter the others.
Mm-hmm.
This is not fun gaming.
Yeah.
I sort of feel it could also make
sense for story-wise for me to raise her later.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm not, because of the time, I'm not able to bring all of you back.
There is also a nearby necropolis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
The red moor?
I would probably bury you as a joke. There. Like, here lies the last lord of the keep.
So maybe the last shot is just you raising her. And we don't even explore what happens.
There's a dozen skeletons. you like, see the tombstone with her name on it and, like, something kind of witty that Rook thought was witty written on the tombstone, and there are skeletons digging it up.
Lich, please.
You're waiting all night to do that.
Feather, this is funny. This is pretty funny, right?
But then, right, well, I'm a stone statue, sir.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, I guess you don't have an opinion.
I was like dumped in the ground.
I kind of like the idea of the coffin lid.
Uh huh.
flipping itself up.
Oh, yeah.
None of the skeletons actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just and like then, a solid boat blast.
And then it, like, fades before we actually yeah. see the remains of Tao climbing out.
So, Lamb, you're last.
Just as a question, fellow, when you retired to safety, what exactly happened to you after you killed?
My assumption was that we would work that out.
Yeah.
Because the goal was to make the sacrifice and then not be dead after that. But
yeah, basically. How about this? How about maybe at the end, Rook is sitting on his throne and we're on either side of the
yes.
throne. And he is talking to both of us and then turns, and then you're not there. And he turns to me and I'm not there. And he's like, well, shit. And that's how that works out.
Like that.
And that's how the day in life is for you, Rook. You're on the throne, sure. Yeah. We're part of your gang. Okay.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
So
doing something. Guys. Probably murders.
Scup.
Scup.
Scup. Scup. Scup. Scup. Scup. Scup. Scup. Scup. Scup.
This podcast is fully copyright by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.